It wasn't Billy. A.C. Now, he was named after his father, A.C. Dick, that's what it was. A.C. And they owned half of Beeville up there. And there's a big school named after Mr. A.C. Well, Mr. A.C. is dead, and his precious little wife, Gertrude, is dead. But she has a son, I understand, that lives here. Billy, they call him Little Billy. Billy. Mm-hmm. And he has a ranch, but I don't know where it is. I left their mother, his grandmother, shot after he was born. He was a little fellow, about 2 years old, mm-hmm. when I left, because I just got worked down. I just really did have Miss and her daughter that had big parties, and I'd prepare all the food and serve those parties too. But rich people, I said, with all that money, I think I'd have been sitting down resting, trying to get some rest instead of having parties, because it was just all nerve-wracking, I imagine. Well, they weren't to me, because I was a young woman and I could really turn in those days. But that's been a long time ago.
A woman would say if her house was in a big mess, she'd say she had to do what?
She'd have to house clean her house, or give it a thorough cleaning, a house. House clean. I guess it was house clean. I don't know. I know I don't let mine get in a mess, but this is in a mess now. It's full of dust. They paved these streets out here, and you can have every window down, but that caliche dirt would sit through.
What would you sweep with?
A broom.
Say if the broom was in the corner and the door was open, so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you'd say the broom was
in the closet.
Or no, it's in the corner. The door's open, so you can't see the broom. You say the broom was
In the corner. I don't know. Now my broom, that's my kitchen in there. My broom's in the corner, but I have a nail and it's hanging up on that nail.
Well, in relation to the door, the broom would be what the door? It would be. If it was in that corner there, the door's open like it is, you'd say the broom is. You say it's in back of the door or behind the door?
Or maybe behind the door.
And to get from the porch to the ground, you have?
Steps.
And a long time ago, on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and then
wash day.
They'd say they were going to do the
washing,
And then on Tuesday, they'd do the
ironing.
What would they call that big black thing they have out in the yard?
I have one out there. My daughter has one over at her home. It's a big old iron wash pot. And I'm going to tell you, before they got all this wash towels and washing machines, I'd get up and have breakfast, and I'd clean up my house, and I'd put on something for dinner, have it ready, and I'd get out in the yard about 9 o'clock, and I'd be out there washing until 3 o'clock. But I'd have that iron pot sitting on bricks. It had legs on it, two little legs. And you set that iron pot on bricks and build a fire around it. And that water would boil, and your clothes would boil, and they would be white as snow. And I was so crazy about my washing. Then I'd rub them and put them in that iron pot, then take them out of that iron pot and rub them again. And then rinse them in two waters and starch them and hang them up. And they'd be snow white and clean.